supposed to be done by Tchilin Begnus, Misayim B'Shevach. And we also know that there's a famous debate between Rav and Rav and Shmuel, whether this refers to Avodah Mayinu, the power of the Mitzrayim, or it refers to Mitchila Ovdei Avodah Zarah, Hayu Avoseinu. My Begnus, Rav on Mitchila Hayu Avodah Zgalulim, Hayu Avoseinu, Shmuel Amar Avodim Hayinu. Then the Gemara says, "Omalei Rav Nachman ledaro avdei avda de mapik le mare lecheros v'yoyv le kaspo dehava my boy le meimalei amalei boy la duye ulishbuche." And then the Gemara says that if he knows this, "Omalei patrasan milomar manishtana psach v'omar avadim hayim." Okay, so we've got two interesting elements here. One is the actual argument itself between Rav and Shmuel. Whether Matchil Begnus and Asayim B'Shevach relates to Matchil Avdei Avodah Zarah or Avadim Hayinu Lepar B'Mitzrayim. On the surface, in the Gemara itself, certainly one could have argued that this is a mutually exclusive argument. You either do one or the other. And on the surface, it would have determined the whole nature and orientation of Sibri Tzias Mitzrayim, of the Haggadah. Is it really about Mitzchil Avdei Avodah Zarah Hayu Avoseinu, about our finding or rediscovering our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and it's about theology, or is it more about political liberation, Avadim Hayinu Leparo B'Mitzrayim? These are two very different perspectives. Of course, the fact that we end up Lemaisa doing both is well known and problematic, and the Mufarshim are very bothered by this. The Aruch HaShulchan suggests that it's not that we're compromising between Rav and Shmuel and Paschaling like both of them, this is in his Haggadah L'El Shimurim, but that we understand that the Machlokas and the Gemara is a Machlokas about the order, not the actual applicability of saying one as opposed to the other. Everybody would agree that you say both. The only question is, in which order is it to be said? The Rambam is particularly interesting in this way. The Rambam quotes that we say both, but he does it in an interesting way. Almost like he doesn't want to choose even the order. The Rambam, Perek Zayin, Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Halacha Dalet. One second. B'tzorach lahatchil begnusu l'sayim b'shevach keitzad matchilu mesaper shebetchilu hayu avosenu v'meiterach u'milofanav kofrim v'toen akara hebel v'rod fin akara avarazara u'misayim b'dasa emes shekervanu amakom lo v'hivdilanu minatoim v'kervanu liyichudo v'chein matchil u'modia shavadam ayinu l'par v'mitzrayim v'chal arashu g'malanu misayim v'nisim v'niflo shenas alanu u'becheruseinu. So even though it seems that the Rambam is describing these two options and that they are quite different, again, one focusing very much on our original kfira and redifa achar hevel until kirvanu ledasa emes v'hivdilanu min hatoim v'kirvanu liyichudo, all of which is theological. The other seems to be almost practical and political. Harosh shegemalanu nisim niflal shenasa ubecheruseinu, the idea of cherus, etc. And yet, what's fascinating about the Rambam is that these are both under the rubric of ketzad. It's ketzad and it's bechein. Almost as if the Rambam is telling us even more than what the Aruch Shulchan tells us. The Shulchan tells us that this isn't a mutually exclusive argument. Both are to be said. The question is the order. That might be also the question of the priority. Which in context of the other? What's the real theme of the Seder? And what is an example of it or background to it? An example of it, if you take the view of Avodah Avodah Zarah, we're saying is the primary theme, so Avodah Avodah Zarah Mitzrayim, but Hotzianu, you know, Biyad Chazaka, Bezroin Tuya, is an example of that Hashkacha and the Kervanu Amakom Lavodaso. Or background, if the real focus is on the actual liberation of the people, Avodah Avodah Zarah Mitzrayim, but in order to understand it better, you need to understand Mitzchila Hayu Avodah Avodah Zarah, and so on. That's what one could have said. So it's not mutually exclusive indeed, but both are to be said. The question of order and focus. But in the Rambam, it's pretty clear that these are two examples of one theme. Basically, the theme is Tzorech L'Hatchil B'Gnus L'Sayim B'Shevach. Instead of the then being an argument what this means, the Rambam sees these two as examples, parallel examples of it. I mean, the major theme is Matchil B'Gnus L'Sayim B'Shevach. And that is done Ketzad Matchil M'Saper Matchil Avdei Avodah Zarah. The Chain, and that's the word that he uses, the Chain Matchil Modia Shavodam Ayinu L'Par B'Mitzrayim. And this is confirmed by the continuation of the Rambam, where he says, "Behu sheyidrosh mi'arami oved avi ad sheyigmar kol haparsha, v'chol ha'mosif u'marik b'drash parsha zu harezem mishubach." Because if you look at the Mishnayos in Pesachim, they don't exactly say it that way. They say that you should be matkel b'gnusa m'sayim b'shevach, and after that, the word in the Mishnah is v'doresh mi'arami oved avi ad sheyigmar kol haparsha kula. One could have said, and certainly many understand this to be, that there are two different points here in the Mishnah. One is Matchilim Begrus Mesayim B'Shevach, in which there's a debate between Rav and Shmuel, either what it means or what order or priority there should be, what orientation there should be, etc. And then in addition to that, there's also the obligation of the Doresh Me'aram Me'avidavi Yad Shigmar Kol HaParsha Kula, which is an additional point of the evening. The Rambam very subtly puts this all in one halacha, as the V'chein, switches the order of what we actually do, because we actually do Avada Me'il L'Parah V'Mitzrayim first, and only then Mitchila Ovnei Avada Zara. And if you look at the Rambam's Haggadah, that's perfectly clear that he had it that way as well. Just that in the Halachos, he switched it, obviously, for some reason, because there he's not talking about the actual order of reading things, but the ideas, the concepts involved. But it's also clear that what the Rambam added and did was by saying the words not vi omer, but vihu sheyidrosh me'arami oved avi ad sheyigmar kol haparsha. So the Rambam was saying that the darshaning of the parsha of arami oved avi ad sheyigmar kol haparsha itself is also part of matchilin bignus u'mesayimin b'shevach. Vihu sheyidrosh, as opposed to the language of the Mishnah that I just read, which is vidoresh. I mean, the Rambam obviously interpreted vidoresh, meaning, and how do you do this matchilu b'gnus m'sayim b'shevach, which the Gemara is now going to say is not one or the other, but both. And you can even switch the order practically, because in the halachos it's one order, in the actual Haggadah it's another. How do you do this? Vidoresh, and the Rambam says, v'hu sheyidrosh, that is done by means of arami oved of darshening this whole parsha, and that's why I think it's clear that the Rambam says v'chol ha'mosif u'marich b'drash parsha zu, or reza m'shubach. It doesn't say that in the Mishnah either. It just says ad sheyigmar kol ha'parsha kula. The Rambam added v'chol ha'mosif u'marich b'drash parsha zu ha'reza m'shubach, and that of course comes from the avodah mayinu l'parah b'mitzrayim, which concludes. And then right, and so on. Which the Rambam also had earlier in Halacha Aleph, when he talks about mitzvah sipur tzias mitzrayim, he says chayavim afilu chacham gedolim chayavim nesaper tzias mitzrayim kol amarch bedvarim sheiru v'shahayu hareze b'shubach. So by repeating kol amarba harezem v'shubach in halacha dalid in the context of arami oved avi, which is just indicated is also a method of matkin b'gnusim sayim b'shevach. I mean, the Rambam is basically, you know, switching things around a little bit or adding connecting words to convey his interpretation of what's going on here. Basically, the Rambam is saying that matkin b'gnusim sayim b'shevach by means of, as it turns out, avada mayinu, as well as Mitchila Ovdei Avodah Zarah, and also as expressed by the drashos of Arami Oved Avi, all of this is one way of accomplishing Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. These aren't different themes within Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. These are different methods, or these are the different components of the totality of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Maybe the Rambam was also impressed by the following additional ha'ara, which I just want to mention, and that is the continuation of the Gemara. The Gemara says that, as I just read, that Omerle Rav Nachman Ladaro Avdei Avdei Demapik Le Mori Lecherus V'yoyiv Le Kaspo Dehava My Boy Lemei Marle. And the Gemara says Boyla, do he answered him Boyla, do ye able to shvuche? And they said to him, okay, Patrasan Milomar Manishtam. So that's fine and good. But always intrigued me was the Gemara doesn't just end there. It says Patrasan Milomar Manishtana Psach the Amar Avade Mayinu. So I actually would have thought that, you know, since he actually is an Eved, and he also understands the meaning and significance of Cheros in this way, so instead of being Potter Milomar Manishtanu, I would have thought that it would be Potter Milomar Avadamayinu. But on the contrary, he gets out of Manishtanu, which is no small matter, right? Especially if you have a lot of children around the table. But Avadamayinu is still on the agenda. So apparently, Avadamayinu, the power of Mitzrayim, and it's by virtue of the fact that it is the counterpart of, and not the alternative to, Mitchila Hoya Ovda Avoseinu, which is what the Rambam says by the word Vechein, Vehushi Yidrosh, apparently this is not just background, but this is the quintessence, if you will, of the mitzvah of Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim, to say Avadim Ayinu the power of the Mitzrayim, and to say everything that goes along with it. Ilo Hotzei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mi Mitzrayim, Hari Anu Vanenu, Vnei Vanenu, Mishuvanu Ayinu the power of Mitzrayim, that he took us out B'Koach Gadol, B'Zroa Netuya. All of this is really crucial, and even an Eved who knows enough to be Potem Yivlam or Manashtana still has to read Avadim Ayinu. Indeed, Afilu Hakam, Afilu Nivonim, Afilu Kulani Yodim HaSantorah, it's fascinating that is attached to Avadim Ayinu. Not just, it is about the entire Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim, of course, but it specifically is in the passage of Avadim Ayinu. So obviously, Avadim Ayinu looms very, very large and, in the context of Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim. The Haggadah tells us, Yachol Mirosh Chodesh, Talmud Lomar Bayomahu, Yachol Mibodyom, Talmud Lomar Baburzeh, Vishah, She Matzo Maru Munachim Lefanecha. So some of the Mepharshim ask, alright, at least Yachol Mibodyom, you know, we understand that Havamina. After all, the day already is the day in terms of, it's already a day which is significant in terms of Birkame. It's more important. It's the time of Hakravas Karban Pesach. We've spoken other times about the fact that Hakravas Karban Pesach may be a Yom Tov in its own right. There are indications of that. Fine. But what's the Yachol Mirosh Chodesh? So some of Farshim explained that, number one, it's based on the Psukim, right? Sukkim speak about Pesach in Parshas Re'eh as the entire Chodesh Ha'avim. And that's because Chazal say that Nisan is the time of Cheiros, it's the time of Geula. The entire month is the time of Geula. In other words, the idea of Geula min HaShibud or Cheiros min HaAvdus is really the theme of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that really begins earlier. Obviously, if it begins earlier, so it's not defined only in terms of the physical exit or exodus of Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim, because that doesn't take place from the beginning of the Kodesh. But what does already take place in the Kodesh, according to Chazal, is certain subtle changes in Klal Yisrael's relationship to their previous masters. So Yochum Rosh Chodesh, in a way, is a way of underscoring that the Yitzia min Avdus that we're talking about isn't just the physical Avadim Ayinu. The Psukim themselves emphasize the role of Avdus or Yitzia min Avdus when they talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim. The pasuk, of course, in the Aseret Dibros, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hoceicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, adds Mi Beis Avadim. That's the connected with Anochi Hashem Elokecha. In a way, it's maybe where the Rambam got his idea that Avodim Ayinu Lafaro B'Mitzrayim is connected with Mitchila Obdei Avodah Zarah Hayu Avoseinu Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, right? Mibeis Avodim. And of course, again, the Pesukim in Vayikra, Perek Chafei Pasuk Nunhei, Ki Li Bnei Yisrael Avodim Avodaihem Asher Hotzeisi Osam Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Except that this Pasuk, Klal Yisrael are referred to as Avadim because they were Avadim, which adds a whole different wrinkle. Not the removal of the Shem Eved, but the switching of allegiance from one Adon to another. This is something which doesn't surprise us. The whole idea of Eved Nirtza is based on the idea of Avadai Heim Velo Avadim La Avadim. The whole idea is that not that we're no longer Avadim, but that we're Avdei Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu, Lochein Avdi Moshe, right? B'chol Beisi Nemonu. Moshe Rabbeinu is described in the end, right, by Yoshua, with the highest appellation that can be given to him is the appellation of Eved Hashem. Moshe Eved Hashem. So this idea of Avadim Hayinu and Ki Li B'nei Yisrael Avadim Avadahem, and as Chazal at Avlo Avadim La Avadim, right? And that's the reason for the Nirtza. Ozen, Shashama, Avodaihim, Velo Avodim La Avodai. And it says, you know, that Ahavti Ishti is Banai, right? Doesn't want to leave, become a Ben Chorin. He's one who deserves the boring of his ear. So basically, what seems to emerge is that there is a concept of Avodah Bayinu that is very central in Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim, but that obviously is not about physical, political liberation alone, but it's about two different components. One is what some of the Mefarshim call Geulas Nefesh, which means not only the removal of the shackles of physical bondage, but developing a free mentality. This, of course, is emphasized in very dramatic style by the famous Ibn Ezra. The Ibn Ezra explains that the panic of Klal Yisrael at the time of the Yom Suf is that they, even though they were physically free, they weren't capable of ridding themselves completely of the slave mentality. And that when they saw the Mitzrayim after them, they saw, again, their captors. They saw Adonim La'eved. And that's how the Ibn Ezra explains also the requirement of the Gzeira, that Klal Yisrael had to die out in the Midbar, anybody who was over a certain age. Because in addition to the question of Onesh, there was also the idea that the Yotzei Mitzrayim could not really be the Holche Eretz Yisrael, because there needed to be a new generation, one which hadn't experienced the Shibud. This idea of Geulas Nefesh explains the different timings. I said the Chodesh Aviv, which begins the process. Indeed, the Hallel that we speak about on the night of the Seder, this is Machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, whether the Hallel consists, the first Hallel, consists exclusively of Hallu Avdei Hashem, which Chazal explained, Hallu Avdei Hashem Velo Avdei Paro, or B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim Beis Yaakov Me'amloes. And the Yerushalmi explains, because the issue is that this is being said at night, the actual Yitzia, the physical Yitzia Mitzrayim was the next day, but they're already free, they could have left at this point in time. Another way to look at this is they were physically still in the same situation that they were, but in terms of their attitudinally, they were already Meshucharar. And that is expressed by Hallelu Avdei Hashem Velo Avdei Paro. I think it really captures the point of transition. The idea of Mi Beis Avadim, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Mi Beis Avadim. But again, this other idea, Vayikra, Ki Li B'nei Yisrael Avadim, Avodaihem Asher Otzeisi Osam Me'eretz Mitzrayim. In other words, not just that they're no longer Avadim, but that they're my Avadim. the removal of shackles of other adonim is a necessary prerequisite for avodas Hashem, what we call avodas Hashem, not coincidentally, in the same way that Eved, that Moshe is Eved Hashem. That's halalu avdei Hashem below avdei Paro, even if it's connected with, better if it's connected to both, b'tzeis Yisrael mimitzrayim b'tzeis Yaakov me'am lo'ez. So there's this idea of, there are essentially two ideas here that are being expressed. One, or three ideas. One is the physical removal of pressures and the imposed will of others. Of course, the physical Yetzias Mitzrayim. Then there is the Geulas HaNefesh, as it's sometimes called. The Dor Yehuda in particular, this Perush on the Haggadah, you know, it's very, very bothered. Again, it's a function of his own experience, obviously. How can we say Avadim Hayudu Lepari B'Mitzrayim? How can there even be such emphasis on Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim B'Zmanenu? After all, we live in these dark galios. Again, it's hard for us living here, you know, to identify with it so much. But for those who really felt the pressures throughout history of, you know, having, you know, landed, you know, in another dark place where there were limited freedoms of, you know, even practicing religion and certainly other things, you know, the chayrus that is expressed and experienced on the night of the Seder, and in general, the concept of Zecher and Tzias Mitzrayim is something that was difficult for them to fully embrace. Not really difficult, at least it's a question that they asked. And invariably, the Rabbi Yehuda and the Tzom Sofer, a whole school of from that period, give the answer that you know, nonetheless, the fact is that if had there not been Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's how they interpret the Pesukim, Avanu Yidu Parv Mitzrayim, Ilu Lahotzei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Esavaseinu the Mitzrayim, Hari Anu Banenu Bnei Banenu Meshubadu Mayunu Leparv Mitzrayim, that the point is that the physical Geula and the physical Cheirus is just the tip of the iceberg. What's really important is this idea of Geulas Nefesh, which if it hadn't happened then, maybe it wouldn't have happened at all. The very popular view in Chazal of how Klal Yisrael were on the abyss of spiritual extinction. Or, Hari Onu Vanenu Vnei Vanenu Meshubadim Ayinu Leparo B'Mitzrayim, why some of Farshim explain, which is if Paro had let us out, so we would have always been indebted to Paro. We would have owed him a favor. And that would have removed, that would have ended the physical galus. But again, this idea of Geulas HaNefesh, this sense of autonomy and being master of our own destinies, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim, Chodesh HaAviv, Yachal Mirosh Chodesh, that whole idea of being in control, that is something which we never would have had. It would have been, you know, Meshubadim Ayinu Lefaro B'Mitzrayim for letting us out. And as a result, any other Geula that would come about would simply be a reversion to what was, and indeed the problem that these Mefarshim raise, which is why we're celebrating, things are back, you know, to where they were, that would really be a serious and acute problem. But because of the notion that Yetzias Mitzrayim was Biyad Chazaka u'Bizroa Netuya, which is why those words are there, and Tziv in particular is very bothered by that. The Tziv says, what do we need those phrases for? Yad Chazaka B'Zroa Netuya. So he says, because Yad Chazaka means that the slave mentality of Klal Yisrael was so deeply ingrained that you needed a Yad Chazaka to get them out. They had to be forced to leave. When somebody is truly, when someone truly cultivates a slave mentality, so you can't imagine life any other way, there's certain security in slavery. Last year we discussed Zakh Alam Shalom Bafana, the discussion of the Yerushalmi, you know, is it really always a schus to be Mishach or an Eved? Let's say the guy, you know, has a good life in the palace. He's the butler in the palace. He lives a high life, more than free commoners. Discuss then, and some Rishonim think that there are technical answers to that question, and others say no, what the Yerushalmi is trying to answer when it gives an answer is, even as such, you're always under the whim of the Ado. There's something about being liberated, even if you're poor, even if you don't know where your next meal is coming from, even if you don't have security, But there's a certain dimension or quality of life, liberty, that that is an orientation. It's a way of living and looking at the world that is always a schutz. And in that sense, Yad Chazaka says that it's it. Shows how deeply ingrained the people didn't want to leave. This is the life that they knew. Their security was bound up in this way. They didn't dare to dream of a meaningful and quality of life that would be meaningful without being provided for by their Adonim. That's Biyad Chazaka. And Bizro and Netuya, says the Netziv, refers to this idea that this was the moment. They were so deeply entrenched in this idea that there would have been a point of no return. And therefore, it had to happen now, it had to happen in this particular way, all precisely because it isn't about the physical geula, it's really about changing one's way of life. That change of life needed Bizroa Netuya and Biyad Chazaka. And the fact that we've been able to weather dark gullios over the time of our history, the exact kind of climates that the Rabbi Huda and Chassam Sofer and Lel Shimurim kind of they bemoan, is precisely because we learned this difference between physical subjugation and Cheirus Segula Sanefesh, this idea of being free in our avoda. And this is very much bound with the next point, which is the idea of avadai heim v'la avadim la avadim. And that's that avadam ayino leparo b'mitzrayim. Some of the farshim say, why leparo? Everybody knows we were Mitzrayim. So what's the emphasis on the word paro? And they explain in various ways. Some explain the oxarius of paro, the fact that it isn't just about an easy access workforce, but it was an effort to really keep them down and to transform them into a defeated, enslaved mentality kind of people. But others explain, again, it's this idea of avadim ayinu leparo b'mitzrayim. Being avadim per se wouldn't be such a terrible thing. Again, the way the Rabbi Huda, sorry, not the Rabbi Huda, the way the Lel Shihurim explains it is, in the time of Ezra there was avdus too, but it wasn't an avdus which precluded avodas Hashem. And the problem in the time of Mitzrayim was that it was avadim ayinu leparo b'mitzrayim, and that excluded being avadim l'Hashem. In that case, the avadim l'avadai was really a stira with avadim l'Hashem. And again, that's the hallel that we say. At least, even according to Beis Hillel, it's the beginning of the hallel, and it sets the tone. Hallelu avdei Hashem below avdei paro. This idea of being free so that we can be truly avdei Hashem. The Rav used to explain that the reason that we say, maybe a reason, one of the reasons that we say Kol Nidre on the night of Yom Kippur, before Yom Kippur, is because as long as man is meshuba to his fellow man, even if it's based on a commitment that he makes midas, we'll speak about this soon in Kol Nidre, but even if it's based on a eschaivus midas, he was noder, he accepted upon himself certain eschaivios. Nonetheless, my obligation to man, which isn't a halachic obligation, but one which is accepted by me as an act of volition, is something which necessarily interferes with the purity of my relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the idea of avadayim v'lo avadim lo avadai. And the fact is that Tzchiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, as the Rav used to point out in the name Reb Chaim, Tzchiras Yetzias Mitzrayim Kol Shana is integrated into Kriya Shema, into Kabbalah's Oma B'Shemayim. So Tzchiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, Mibeis Avadim, is expressed in Anochi Hashem Elokecha, in Kabbalah's O Malchus Shemayim. As long as there is Avadim LaAvadai, that's necessarily mutually exclusive with Anochi Hashem Elokecha, with a pure embrace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moreover, the purpose of it then, of the freedom, is to achieve a certain quality of life, which requires Gulas HaNefesh, Cheirus in the autonomous sense of being able to embrace a certain lifestyle, but doing so willingly as Ovdei Hashem. I think in that sense, I think my time is up, maybe I'll speak more about it going forward, but in that sense, the very beginning of the Sipri Tzitz Mitzrayim is Avodim Ayinu L'Paro B'Mitzrayim. But I think what the Rambam's telling us is, by saying Matchilin B'Mitchila Ovde Avodah Zarah Hayu Avoseinu, I think what we're really being told is we begin with Avodim Ayinu L'Paro, because that's the focus on the actual events of Yitzis Mitzrayim, which is the Sipur Mashira Mashakara anyway. That's very crucial. Moreover, the ultimate ambition of what we want to achieve through this night of Sipur Tzitz Mitzrayim is to understand that Avodim Ayinu L'Paro B'Mitzrayim V'il Lo Hotzianu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hari Anu V'Neinu V'Nei V'Neinu V'Shubanu Ayinu L'Paro Mitzrayim for all time to come. B'Zroa Tuya B'Yad Chazaka. That's really what we want to accomplish. But the ultimate purpose is Mitchila O Hayu Ovda V'Seinu V'Rodfu Acharei HaHevel U'Besov Kirvanu L'Das HaEmes the Kirvanu La'Avodaso. And that's what the Rambam is telling us, that these are really interchangeable. In the end, the purpose of Avodah Mayinu, even through Avodah Mayinu, it's a greater ambition if it's done through a proper understanding of how physical liberation can lead to that. But in the end, the Avodah Mayinu is an expression of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So in a sense, now we understand why, even though Daru the Abed was a very wise man, and he knew enough to get out of Manishtana, but there was no way that he was going to be Pater Milomar, Avodim Ayinu. Probably not Mitchila Ovdei Avodah Zarah either, although not sure whether the Abed could say that. Okay, we'll stop here, and we'll continue with Avakam. Thank you.